roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ. Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump has instructed aides to stop negotiating on another round of COVID-19 relief until after the election. Mr. Trump tweets that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not negotiating in good faith and says he's asked Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to direct all his focus before the election into confirming his U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. Speaking to reporters, McConnell was asked why President Trump abandoned talks on COVID-19 relief until after the election.
Well, I think his view was that they were not going to produce a result and that we needed to concentrate on what's achievable.
Could you support him, his decision?
Mr. Trump tweeted that, quote, after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small business. Hurricane Delta has become a dangerous Category 4 storm in the Gulf of Mexico with winds of over 130 miles an hour. Daniel Brown, a specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says forecasters aren't sure where Hurricane Delta will head next when it passes into the Gulf of Mexico.
We're seeing an increasing risk of a life-threatening storm surge, damaging winds, and flooding rains over portions of the north central Gulf Coast, southern U.S. as we get toward later in the week. The details and timing of when it's going to make landfall and where is too soon to tell, but residents along the northern Gulf Coast should be making sure they have their hurricane plan in place.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards on Tuesday signed a state of emergency for their states that would let officials seek federal aid more quickly if needed later. Beach communities on the Alabama coast are still clearing away the damage from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall at Gulf Shores on September 16th, as they warn people to be ready for Hurricane Delta. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 375 points. The Nasdaq dropped 177. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This is Dinesh D'Souza. My latest film, Trump Card, is an expose of the socialism, corruption, and gangsterism that defines the modern Democratic Party. My film reveals what's unique about modern socialism, who's behind it, why it's evil, and how we can stop it. Order your DVD and video on demand today at WatchTrumpCard.com. Be among the first to see my movie, Trump Card, exclusively at WatchTrumpCard.com. That's WatchTrumpCard.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. A 22-month-old baby girl is dead after being left in a vehicle yesterday afternoon.
Police say a man flagged down a Metro Patrol vehicle driving in the 1700 block of 8th Street, telling the officer he was locked out of his vehicle and his daughter was inside. Witnesses told police they had been trying to open the door with a clothes hanger as the man called a tow truck. The police officer broke open a window. Police say the child's injuries are consistent with a hot car death. Police could not say how long the child was in the vehicle, but add the car was running with the keys locked inside when they broke the window. Just one day after the only vice presidential debates, Vice President Mike Pence will speak to a group at a campaign rally in Boulder City. The vice president is scheduled to speak at a hangar at the Boulder City Airport Thursday morning before he heads out for an afternoon rally in Arizona. For ticket information, you can check out DonaldJTrump.com. After a recent increase of violence on the Strip, Wynn Las Vegas is stepping up its security measures. Company officials say increased security at the Wynn and Encore will be in effect Fridays through Sundays with additional screenings and security personnel.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, as we check out the traffic cams right now, those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 northbound at Alexander, that's causing a lot of congestion with slowing all the way back to Lake Mead on Interstate 15 north. Also, backups at the intersection of US 95 at the 215.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you for a Tuesday. Mark Lotter with us on the line. He's always somewhere. Where are you today?
You actually caught me my one day this week in the swamp.
Oh, my God!
I'm on a bus tour, and I'm leaving tomorrow for Florida and Minnesota.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, first of all, the president is back home. He's at the White House. He is tweeting up a storm. Is he working? Is he working full-time, or is he getting some rest, or what's the word you get?
No, I mean, I don't think this president knows the meaning of rest. And so I think he's working hard from the residence and anxious to get back into the Oval Office, but obviously because of, you know, he's quarantining. They're obviously doing everything they can to protect everyone. And most of all, make sure that he is, you know, his health is fully recovered. But you know this guy. I mean, I was joking about it over the weekend. You know, it's not a laughing matter. When Dr. Conley said they were encouraging the president to get up and move about, I'm like, that's not going to be hard. It's harder to get him to lay down.
Isn't that the truth? Well, now you've got others around the White House, Kelly McEnany and others that have tested positive. What is happening in the West Wing? What is happening to make sure that some of the other support people for the president aren't testing positive? Is there new protocol stuff? What's going on?
Well, you know, as you know, Kevin, I don't work in the White House now. I'm obviously with the campaign, and so I don't have any direct knowledge of what they're doing, but you know, this is not that much different. I mean, obviously, you know, we went through a time earlier this year when basically everyone was locked down, but you still had some of those critical functions that have to be maintained. They will be maintained. They use a lot of testing, masks, and there's temperature checks, there's COVID testing. They do all kinds of things to monitor the health of everyone in the White House at all times. And now, obviously, given the current diagnosis, so they will rotate people in and out as necessary. Anyone that's going to have direct contact with the president, first lady, the vice president, is going to undergo very rigorous testing, and they'll do everything they possibly can to make sure that those, you know, my colleagues and friends who are there, some will be working remotely, some will be working right there in the office, but they'll do everything they can.
Let me just ask you, is there such a thing as working from home? I know the Joint Chiefs are working from home today.
Well, obviously, when you work in these kinds of jobs, especially the higher up you get, you know, you have communications that are taken care of and made sure that you have access, just like we would when we're working on the road, whether you're traveling around the country or traveling around the world with the president or the vice president. So we're very good at doing that. But there are certain functions you have to have, obviously, that are face-to-face. And so you'll have a combination of both. But I have no doubt that with the great work of the career professionals who do this, that anyone who needs to be able to have communication and work from home will be able to do so securely.
The messaging from the president, by the way, Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020. He has worked in a lot of different areas of government, but right now is working for the Trump 2020 reelect. The don't let COVID-19 dominate. Is that a new piece of messaging, and is that something we're going to see consistently over the first 28 days? Or last 28 days?
I think it is. Because, I mean, you know, first and foremost, obviously for those, you know, for the family members and those who've been affected, the 210,000 who have passed, we obviously want to mourn their loss, and nothing can replace that. But we've also got to remember that, you know, that for people who are diagnosed today, you have over 99% chance of recovering. I mean, it's a very, very small percentage, a tenth of a percentage, you know, into the tenths of percentages of folks who might have a negative outcome. We know what the high-risk categories are, and we also know we've learned so much about this virus in just this year. We're better with the therapeutics. The doctors and nurses can spot trouble signs earlier and get on the front end of it. We've seen that at work with the president. We see it working now every day because the number of people who are dying is dropping dramatically. The percentage of people dying is dropping dramatically. So, you know, as I know Joe Biden, the Democrats, they want you to believe that you either hide in the basement or you die. It's not true. We know we can get back to work, get back to school, get back to life, and be healthy and safe all at the same time. We're America. We can do more than one thing at a time.
I know the former vice president, Joe Biden, went to Gettysburg for some sort of Gettysburg address. Did you catch any of it? I honestly did not.
I did, and, you know, I mean, I'll use his words. It was full of malarkey.
Oh, God.
I mean, when you think about, I mean, this is Joe Biden, who has celebrated Klans members and an exalted Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. He worked against school desegregation. He called, you know, blacks predators. He was the author of the 94 crime bill, which led to a mass incarceration of black Americans. And then, of course, recently, you know, he said, you know, that if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. I mean, these are the words of Joe Biden. And while the mainstream media wants to just wash that away and say it didn't happen, we know it happened. And he even had the audacity today to say we should follow the science on COVID. We should follow the science. He's the one who said that in a vaccine that approved under the Trump administration by scientists, he wouldn't trust. So, I mean, he talks unity, and he talks out the other side of his mouth all at the same time.
Do you get a sense that he's trying to set up a scenario where he might not debate on the 15th?
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of people out there who don't think he should debate again, and I don't think they want him to debate again. They're afraid of what he'll do or what he'll say. But, you know, we're going full steam ahead. You know, we fully expect and hope that the president will be fully recovered, that his health will be with him, that he'll have the negative test, so he can do that debate. We also have the VP debate tomorrow night in Salt Lake City, which will also be, you know, I think it will be a very good opportunity for the American people to see not only the highlights and the successes of this administration, but I know the vice president. I know him well. He will prosecute the case against the Biden 47 years of failure and also the 4 more years of failure that they would bring if they actually were elected into office.
What will be the tenor tomorrow night? Obviously, the president was real aggressive last Tuesday, but will it be a different sort of thing? I know it's a town hall, so I don't know if it's going to be like an NBC town hall with all softball questions for the Democrats. What do you expect tomorrow night, though?
Well, the vice presidential debate will not be a town hall. It will be the two of them seated 12 feet apart.
Oh, wow.
Even though they're 12 feet apart, apparently the Biden team is insisting on a plexiglass wall to, like, you know, to cover Kamala from, you know, anything. Well, whatever. and then you'll have the one moderator. So it'll be very similar to the presidential debate, except they'll be seated. And look, the vice president and Kamala Harris are different than obviously their running mates. I have no doubt the vice president will highlight the president's successes, take the case to against the Biden administration, but he's also a Hoosier, and he's also from the Midwest, and he'll do it with that. With he'll be pointed, but he'll have a smile on his face while he does it.
Kamala Harris has a hard side to her. As a former prosecutor, she can be pretty vicious. She showed that during the Democrat debates. And I'm curious if we'll see that side of her again tomorrow night. You think so?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, she was widely celebrated during her earlier debates when she was destroying Joe Biden. But then she didn't have success later on. So it'll be very interesting what side, you know, what part of Kamala Harris shows up. I'm not really worried about, again, like I said last week, I'm not worried about the style of what is said. It's really concerning to me what they say. I mean, their policy proposals, whether it's a $4 trillion tax increase, Green New Deal policies that will make Nevada look like California, where you got to turn the air conditioning off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or there'll be blackouts. I mean, those are disastrous. And then you and I have talked before, the $4 trillion, I mean, that's money coming out of your casinos, your resorts, your restaurants, and your shows. I mean, this would be disastrous for the Nevada economy. And so it really doesn't matter how she says it. It's really more concerning what she says that should scare everybody in Nevada.
What is your sense, and again, joining us, Mark Lauder, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect, what is the game plan as it stands now? And I know with the illness, you know, we're at the mercy of the doctors and the science and all of that stuff. What do you view now, 28 days away from an election, as the strategy going forward? Will we see, for instance, hangar speeches? Will we see some of the stuff that we were seeing before from the president, or will there be a different strategy going in?
I wouldn't be surprised that you do see hangar speeches again coming in. You know, once the president gets that clean bill of health, we need to make sure his health is obviously always first and foremost on our minds, and that of the people who would be in attendance. So, you know, once he gets that clean bill of health, I wouldn't be surprised if you see him back out of the campaign trail. You know, you can't keep him down. Also, don't think that that's just everything that our campaign's about. I mean, I just got off a three-day bus tour across Iowa. The bus is actually now out in Arizona, heading your way to Nevada. And so the vice president, once he gets done in Salt Lake City tomorrow night, he's going to hit the campaign trail, and he's got a very robust schedule. So it wouldn't surprise me, obviously, to see the president back out as soon as he can, but we'll also be out there in full force, even while the president's recovering. And then on top of that, we have the largest grassroots volunteer network of any presidential campaign in history. We just passed Barack Obama about a month or so ago. We got about 2.5 million volunteers out there knocking doors, making phone calls, helping people get registered and, you know, and help them vote. And we plan to use them and utilize them. And so this campaign is still full steam ahead, even if the very high profile and much celebrated rallies are on pause for a little bit.
Will we see, and I know there was some debate earlier this morning as to whether we would see the president directly in a national address, Oval Office speech, whatever it might be. Is that still being debated at the highest levels of the campaign?
Well, those are things that will be handled out of the White House, so I really can't get ahead of that. But, I mean, obviously we've already seen the president post 3 videos on social media from Walter Reed. So at the very least, I would expect that, you know, you will continue to see him, you know, either video or whether it is obviously, you know, from, you know, other parts of the White House. There's nothing that's going to stop this guy. He is going to get out there. He's going to keep talking to the American people. And I think the fact that, I mean, let's remember here, we're talking about a 74-year-old man who has some high-risk tendencies, and he got over this in 3 days. And he's back out of the hospital, back at work. You know, even though he's taking care of himself, if he can do it, I know America can too.
Yeah, Yeah, and I can't wait to see him back out. I can't wait to see that first hangar speech that I'll bet you will be one of his best, because he's aching to get out on the trail. Mark Lotter, always good to have you. Thanks so much, man. You're back out on the road tomorrow, though, right?
Heading to Tampa, Florida tomorrow night for a VP watch party, and then up to Minnesota for a Steel Workers for Trump event at the Iron Range.
Well, we're having our own debate watch party here, and everybody is anticipating a great performance by the vice president. Thank you so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Kevin. Talk to you.
Mark Lotter, the strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do today. Megan Barth is going to join us just after 5 o'clock from ReaganBabe.com. You think she'll have something to say about what's going on? About the Kamala Harris-Mike Pence debate tomorrow, the vice president's? I think she will. That'll be coming up after 5 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Help prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers. Limit sharing of eating utensils. Practice social distancing and avoid physical contact. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, we're going to be out and about tomorrow. The only vice presidential debate from Salt Lake City. I hope you'll be with us at Rhythm Kitchen. If you don't already have your tickets, I urge you to go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. And for your $15 donation to the Nevada Republican Party, you'll get munchies, Rhythm Kitchen style, a star-studded pre-debate show, and the camaraderie of like-minded, socially distanced voters. Seating is limited, okay? So get your tickets right now. Go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. It really honestly is. We had a great time a week ago tonight. And if you know the kind of fun we had, we're gonna double down. Yeah, we're gonna double down tomorrow. So be there, kevinwallradio.com. I want you to hear that there've been a number of polls, and they haven't been very kind to the president. There is a new Wall Street Journal NBC poll that shows Biden up by 14. And by the way, at this same time, 4 years ago, Hillary was up 11. Okay? But I want you to hear Byron York. This is cut one. And this is about that Wall Street Journal NBC poll. And there's always another side to the story. I mean, this polling thing is the most ridiculous. But people keep, you know, people keep putting out polls. And we keep talking about them. And by and large, other than Rasmussen, they're generally wrong. This was Byron York earlier today, a Fox News contributor. Here he is.
Byron, on the surface, that looks like a sizable lead. I know that you've looked at this and you've got a few caveats when it comes to that poll.
Well, 14 points is a big number. There's just no doubt it is a very big number. But there are a few things to remember about this particular poll. One, it was taken last week at a particularly unsettled moment in the campaign. The pollsters called it a shock to the system. Remember, we started last week with this huge story about the president's taxes. Then there was the presidential debate. And by the end of the week, the president was in the hospital with coronavirus. So it's an extraordinarily unsettled moment. And that may be reflected in a temporary change in the polls. The second reason is that the pollsters counted registered voters and not likely voters, which a lot of pollsters do once we get close to the election. That may make a difference. And the third reason is, on October 16th, 2016, this very same poll, Wall Street Journal, showed Hillary Clinton with an 11-point lead over Donald Trump. Clearly, that changed, and that there's a month left before the election, and things could change again.
And can I tell you something? They are going to change again, and I think you're going to start seeing some numbers, in particular when we get the president back out on the trail, and he's got plenty of time to change minds. The question is, are there any minds out there to change? Nobody seems to know at this point, but I will tell you this. I think it's just a matter of time. We saw a number of those polls. In fact, you've seen polls down in Florida that show Biden and Trump tied with 28 days to go. Yeah. By the way, this hour, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kid bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. The electric bikes, you're going to love this. Check it out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stick around. We got a lot to do. Coming up on the other side, you're going to hear from Kelly McEnany.